Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Now, fabulous doesn't even begin to describe my next guest. Kevin Corr is quite possibly Ireland's youngest ever drag queen at just 14. And he's here with his mum, Claire, to tell us about how he got started and where he wants to go. Hi, guys.
Hi.
How are yous?
Good.
Listen, thank you both for joining me in studio. Kevin, I'll go to you first. Can you let me know, how did you first hear about the whole drag scene?
I first saw RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yes.
And my sister was watching it, so I just joined in with her. And it was just so amazing. It was like a beacon of light to me.
Really?
Yeah.
And then what was the next stage? Was it makeup tutorials? Were you doing your makeup? How did it evolve?
My sister and my mum, they both gave me some of their old makeup. And I went on YouTube, looked up tutorials. They taught me 2 years. Now I'm better.
Yeah. You need practice, don't you? You have to keep practicing. Hiya, Claire. How are you?
Hi, good, good.
So when did he first tell you that he wanted to be a drag queen?
About a year ago, Kev, wasn't it?
2 years.
2 years, yeah. About that. That was one shocking conversation.
How did you handle it?
Well, I don't think I really understood what drag was at the time. I have a much better understanding of it now.
Okay.
But I did think it was very, very alarming because I didn't know what else did this mean. Was he transgender? Was he a transvestite? So it was a fairly long process, but he's got me one round now and I'm his number one fan.
Are you? Brilliant.
Yeah.
Did you ever, I suppose as a parent, your initial reaction is you just fear the unknown, but did you guys ever worry about bullies or anything like that?
Yeah, definitely, because everyone has so many opinions and it's kind of worrying. But that's what drag covers up. Drag helps me get through that. It's really just an armor to me, like, because I know I look fabulous.
Who's your inspiration? Is there anybody who you base your look on?
Mainly RuPaul.
RuPaul. Very hot. Well done. Kevin, you made your stage debut earlier this month. How did you work on your act?
Well, I've been practicing for ever since I started doing drag. I've been taught myself how to do splits, how to do death drops.
Yeah. What? You can do the splits?
I'm getting there.
Fair play to you. Kevin, I have to ask you, how important do you think it is for some people to just accept that we're all different and like different things?
It's extremely important, especially for parents and their children. It doesn't matter what their race, gender, colour is. It doesn't matter who they are. Just they're your children. You should love them no matter what.
Because you're a young filly yourself, if you want to give advice to any kid out there who is maybe thinking about doing it, but maybe is just a little bit afraid, what would you say to them?
Don't be scared. Drag, if you try drag, you'll honestly have a lot of fun. You'll have that beacon of light in you and you just want to keep going.
How do you feel, Kevin, when you're on stage?
It's a buzz through all my veins. It's such a good vibe because people are living for you. You get to express yourself.
And what's your drag name?
Karma O'Hara.
Brilliant. Yeah. I love it. I can see it in lights already. And when did you first take the performance from the living room to the actual stage?
It was the House of Machia, a group of local drag queens from Cork.
Mm-hmm.
And they had an all-ages show, which was very exciting. So me and my friend and my mum, we went. They had a pageant for under-18s. They played Sissy That Walk by RuPaul and I just worked the stage.
That was it for you.
Yeah.
This is my calling. Claire, I just want to say I think you're a bit of a legend. I mean, you're so supportive and getting your head around something like this that maybe is a bit different. You're not used to it. How did you feel when you saw Kevin become a queen?
Oh, that was amazing. I think that was the moment of my life that I've never been so proud of him.
Really?
Kevin's very shy and very retiring. And I was nervous for him. I thought that he might get stage fright and he'd freeze. And I just melted watching him.
Aww.
I mean, he did really own that stage. He just transformed in front of my eyes because I only ever see him in the sitting room on Friday nights. He does drag every week. But he obviously needs an audience to really, really shine. And I was crying. And I wasn't the only person because he's so cute.
And it was such a proud moment. And he's so young and he's doing what he loves. It was probably just amazing to see and witness.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Probably, the talent as well. You're blown away by the talent.
Well, considering he's self-taught.
Yeah, that's unreal.
So I think this September I'm going to have to find a gymnastics class because I really don't want him to injure himself.
Make sure you're doing a lot of stretching, Kevin. Claire, first of all, have you advice for any parents that might have kids that want to be a drag queen? What would you say to them if they come to them?
Well, like Kevin said, you have a duty. You've brought a child into this world, and it's our duty as parents to support them, whatever it is that they want to do. I'd say go slowly. Kevin broached the subject one evening, and maybe he left it for a month, and then he broached it again, and we just talked about it. And I love Kevin more than anything in the world. He is an absolute star. I'm mad about him. So I couldn't, I made him cry one evening. So I thought, oh God, you know, I really have to get my head around this. Mm-hmm. And eventually I did. And the turning point was definitely seeing him on stage, that I could see this is what he wants to do. And he's bloody good at it.
And Kevin, if your dreams came true, where would you end up?
RuPaul's Drag Race.
He loves the RuPaul. Kevin and Claire, thanks so much for chatting to us today. What a great story. Now, remember everybody, it's Pride this week, so enjoy it. And just a reminder, on 2FM, we will be celebrating Pride throughout every show. So go out and enjoy it. We'll be back after this.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.